Hi, my name is Kevin Ricard, and I'm here to talk a little bit today about playing the bongos. Obviously, we know what the instrument is. It's pretty well known all over the world, and there are amazing players of this instrument from Puerto Rico and Cuba and New York. And so I just started playing a little bit of more traditional sounding rhythm based on a rhythm called martillo, but this is what accompanies the congas and the timbales in a salsa orchestra. So what we're going to do is show, besides showing that, I wanted to share with you kind of what I use bongos for as well, outside of the more traditional setting. I use these in my pop work and jazz work and Brazilian and other styles of music and recording sessions. And as much as it is based in tradition, this instrument is also very flexible, and you can use it in a lot of different kind of musical settings. So I'm kind of showing you a little bit of both what we do with, you know, in the traditional and in the more contemporary. And basically what you're learning to do is loosen it up a little bit and not being so strict in regards to playing a traditional pattern. The most basic pattern, which we usually see, is called martillo, and it just sounds like this, basically. Okay, so that's kind of like the real traditional way of playing martillo on the bongos. A little more contemporary now, a lot of the bongo players are more accenting the 2 and the 4 rather than the 1 and 3, 1, 3, and 4, which is what I just kind of played. That now you hear more, a little bit more of an accent on the slap kind of lane, where the same place where the congas go, and it kind of sounds like this. Right? So that's a little bit of kind of both styles of playing a more traditional way of approaching the bongos. Now, in pop music, you'll hear a combination of maybe bongos and congas together, because there's one percussionist trying to cover all the bases. And in that situation, obviously, you can't play this strict of a pattern. You loosen it up, or sometimes there's just a part in the music that calls for a bongo part, and it maybe works to use the traditional thing, and sometimes you need to just kind of loosen up a little bit. And really, it's just a matter of feeling the music. So you don't come in with the mindset that I'm going to play bongos on this song, so I'm going to play real traditional. You have to be able to be flexible to be able to loosen this whole thing up. So if I was playing like a more pop kind of sensibility groove on this, I might just loosen it up, but still, it's kind of the skeleton of the rhythm. So that's kind of a little more towards the pop side, still kind of keeping a little bit of the Latin thing to it. But then you know, sometimes they'll say, you know, could you just lighten it up a little bit more? And then you're just, you know, really playing like kind of marking where the drums are in the groove, like more of a funk groove, you know. So, you know, you can still hear the skeleton of the rhythm without being so strict. And then beyond that, you can just kind of open it up depending on whatever the song is. You should always approach it with, I'm playing for the music and not for me. And also trying to impose a strict rhythm that you've learned since, you know, from all your training into the pop situation. You just, what you're doing is you're playing for the music and finding what it needs. So you could, you know, just all kinds of variations, you know. So you notice I'm playing maybe a little bit less of the ghost note to not be so busy, because oftentimes in a recording, they'll say it's just too much stuff going on there, loosen it up, make it a little simpler. And so if you approach the instrument understanding that, yes, you do have to learn it from the tradition, learn how to take it out of that context and put it into more of a loose feel for whatever song that you're playing.